Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Jill Duffy with Community Comment. People often ask me, what is happening with dam removal on the Klamath, and whether the efforts have stalled because Congress hasn't taken any formal action? Quite the contrary. There's a lot of activities, and 2 weeks ago, there was an important hearing before the State Water Resources Control Board to consider the item. You see, PacifiCorp's Klamath Hydroelectric Project is subject to licensing through the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, and Section 401 of the Clean Water Act requires any person applying for a federal permit or license must obtain state water quality certification to demonstrate that the proposed activity complies with water quality standards. PacifiCorp applied to FERC to relicense the Klamath Dam operations in April of 2006 and eventually agreed through a negotiated settlement to remove 4 dams on the Klamath River in 2020. The State Water Board agreed to hold their 401 certification process in abeyance until Congress approves federal legislation to implement the agreements. But abeyances can only be approved on 1-year increments. Thus, this matter does receive annual consideration. On July 17th, the State Water Resources Control Board held a hearing and approved extending the abeyance order for the Klamath Hydropower Project. Chairman Hoppin set the meeting tone when he opened the public comments with the statement, "This is an interesting situation. All parties are here because they are concerned with the Klamath water quality, and the difference is that they see different pathways to achieve a solution to resolve an untenable environmental situation." It is important to understand that the State Water Resource Control Board 401 only applies to facilities under California's jurisdiction, leaving unresolved Oregon's J.C. Boyle and Keno dams and continued discharge of degraded water into Upper Klamath Lake, where the root of the problem lies. If PacifiCorp returns to FERC, like some are advocating, it would be for the purpose of relicensing the dams, not dam removal. And the FERC process is slanted in favor of the operator. If this were to happen, operational conditions would revert to the 1957 license conditions until relicensing is complete, meaning the interim improvements called for under the existing agreements would go away. And FERC only addresses the removal of dam infrastructure, not basin-wide water quality or water supply improvements, protection of the National Wildlife Refuges, habitat restoration, nor fishery-related issues that the Klamath Settlement Agreements do. Early in the Klamath settlement discussions, a group of attorneys undertook a litigation calculus to determine which route would result in faster dam removal. Challenging the FERC process would conservatively take 20 to 30 years to wind through the courts, with no guarantee that dam removal would be the outcome. And unlike dam removal proponents, PacifiCorp is legally entitled to recover litigation costs by passing on to their customers. Whereas, right now, PacifiCorp has agreed to dam removal within 8 years under the negotiated agreements. The path outlined in the Klamath agreements remain the best opportunity to remove 4 dams, and many people will continue working with Congress to pass the necessary legislation to restore our Klamath River. This has been Jill Duffy with Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.